Angel Food Cake Day. WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well, Hillary reminds me of somebody.
Could it be
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. 21 people dead and hundreds unaccounted for in Northern California as wildfires continue to spread and new ones flare up.
These fires are just literally burning faster than firefighters can run in some cases. And so imagine being out there in difficult terrain with miles and miles of fire line.
Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott. The first lawsuit filed in connection with the Las Vegas mass shooting.
Paige Gasper suffered a gunshot wound at the hands of Stephen Paddock. Her attorney, Michelle Teagle, says the suit places fault on MGM Resorts International and other organizers of the concert.
You have a responsibility to keep the people who are on their properties and at their events safe.
Gasper's suit also seeks damages from Paddock's estate, as well as the company that makes the bump stocks used to automatically fire on the victims.
Fox's Gernal Scott, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, attention members of the Joint Generation.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about sugar. There was a kid who liked sugar, but there's one thing he didn't know. He could not explain why his little brain thought this was cocaine. He felt like he was doing blow. Same effect on your noggin as nose candy, kids. Sugar has the same effect. You'll become an addict. Maybe I should lay off it. I'm freaking out, man.
You're ruining my childhood.
Why am I so itchy? About to say that.
I need to stop eating sugar. Barney loves you.
Greg, what about all these poor little kiddies like
Joey
who love Barney? Now they're going to be emotionally, like, you know, affected by
it. That's what growing up is, though, perverting your childhood.
He takes tough subjects that need to be discussed and puts them out there.
I didn't need to hear that PSA, though, because you know me. I'm not a big sugar hound.
You're
addict.
Not?
No, you put a plate of bacon cheese fries in front of me with ranch, I'll eat the whole thing.
Would you guys like to know what I have in my car?
What about chocolate?
I like chocolate, but it's not incredible.
You have chocolate in the car?
You have chocolate in your car.
Oh, I not only have chocolate in my car, it's chocolate that I made.
Oh, really?
Oh, Lord. You made your sauce?
Yeah.
Really?
And I have a pot of it.
All right, I'll be here every day now.
Well, here's what
I
do.
For the chocolate.
Yes.
I've been making this chocolate formula.
Oh my goodness.
For many, many years. And I am convinced it has great properties that go above and beyond the wonderful joy and taste of chocolate.
Where did you get your recipe? Is it your own recipe?
I actually got it many, many years ago when I had my first apartment. So I've been making this for a long time.
Ah.
Like over 40 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got to try. Do you have some in your car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Now, what I need to do is put some of it on a plate, and I'll bring it. When we go down for the next break, I'll bring you a spoon. I want you to try it.
That's my weakness, chocolate.
Once you try his chocolate, which I hear is to die for, and I mean, you are a deadly combination. Like, the good looks, the wit, and the ability in the kitchen, but once you try his chocolate...
Really?
He's going to offer you lasagna.
Will I go off English, Swiss, and German chocolate forever?
I don't think it's... But you know what? I don't sit there and eat it by the spoonful, but a taste. There's just a little thing in there that makes it work. Well, chocolate's only one molecule removed from being an amphetamine, you know.
Yeah. Well, if it's as good as Joey says, I'll be eating it by the spoonful.
But in concert with the IV therapy and everything, I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
Really am. I made that last night at 9:30. At 9:30, I don't usually either asleep or I just way too...
You're asleep by 9:30? I gotta get up at
2:20.
Oh, okay.
That's why you see me start to make my exit out of Baumhauer's around 8. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to be leaving Baumhauer's early tonight.
Oh?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep last night. Wasn't like, oh, what was me? I just couldn't turn my mind off, so I didn't fall asleep till 3.
Joey, you suffer from something called busy brain.
Yes. And yeah. I woke up at 9, and I was not a happy camper when I woke up.
busy brain keeps you awake.
By the way, Joey, after 4.5 innings, halfway through the game, this is the do-all, the be-all, the end-all for the Washington Nationals. They retain a 1-0 lead over the Cubs. The Nationals have only 2 hits. They couldn't hit a bullet in the butt with a bass fiddle, but they're up in this one with Steven Strasburg on the mound. He's a good pitcher.
Yeah, they may only have 2 hits, but they make those hits count.
Good.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they
did. Yeah, I'm learning.
Here's Donnie.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Before I get on to the main point, who won the drawing this week?
Mail Lady.
Mail Lady was the winner.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Keep trying, because you can only win it once. So people that win will not be in subsequent drawings, and that increases your chance. And, so don't
get it. Sooner or later, I get it. Yeah.
What's your month and day of birth again, Donnie?
10/15.
10/15, okay.
But, you know, the one thing I just can't get about these protests in the NFL, you know, if anything, these guys are poster boys for the fact that if you've got a skill and you work hard and hone your skill and persevere, you can make it in this country regardless of the color of your skin.
Of course.
Because, I mean, not only are these guys bringing down millions of dollars, you know, at least before all this started, they were heroes to kids and grown men of all colors.
That's correct.
And so they're poster kids for the anti-oppression. It makes no sense.
Yeah, but you see, they're getting bad advice from bad players, in my opinion. The bad players are the people that have who wield influence through the players' union. They're the ones that are filling their heads with this crap. Oppression. Sorry, but Mr. and Mrs. Paycheck to Paycheck in the United States, I read you the salaries from the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And over half of the regulars make well over $1 million a year. Well over.
And, I mean, and they always say, well, you know, it's hard to get out of the ghetto. You can't, they ought to try to come out of the trailer park. It ain't no easier.
I've seen, look, you know, over the scope of my life, I have seen so much done to make sure that people who have been born or stuck in a ghetto have a chance to get out. But you still got to go for it. You can't have it installed. And these players get a free college education. Well, again, so many students are carrying a mountain of debt trying to find a job that will allow them to even pay it down at any rate. And then if they're really exceptional at what they do, the sky's the limit with the NFL and the kind of money they can make.
Yep.
You know, but there are people that just don't want to admit it's 2017 and things have changed because it doesn't benefit their narrative, and that's too bad.
That's exactly right.
Well, Donnie, you want in on this week's drawing?
Yeah, I think you put me here.
Okay, good. Appreciate the call. Brant McDonald is standing by. We got traffic and weather together, and then we'll be back on News Talk 93.1 FM. Don't forget to stop by our website, newstalk931.com. You can also get the link on my Facebook page and register to win an Amazon Echo.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful over in Prattville. They're having problems with traffic signals, not cycling over there. That's at the intersection of Fairview Avenue, which is Highway 14 and the Queen Smith Road. People are actually running the red lights. The traffic is backed up to I-65. Police are on the way, and probably there now, trying to get some traffic under control there with folks that got their driver's license under false pretenses. Enroll now for admissions and financial aid for spring classes starting January 10th at Trenum State. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A frontal system cuts across the area early this evening. It looks like there could be a shower, maybe a thunder shower early on, but then mostly cloudy. Drier air behind the front, low temperature 70. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, not quite as humid, with a high around 87. Tomorrow night's low 64. On Friday, more sunshine, upper 80s for a high. I think we'll be in the mid-80s on Saturday, should be dry, and maybe some widely scattered thunderstorms popping up during the day on Sunday, but most of us stay dry. Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
20% off, 20% off. Take up to 20% off every select new car, truck, and SUV on our lot at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. So don't miss out. We're taking up to 20% off MSRP on every, and we mean every, select new 2017 Dodge Chrysler and Jeep. We're even taking 20% off new 2017 Ram trucks, like a new 2017 Ram 1500. Lease just $299 per month. Plus, our lenders can get just about anyone approved. And Brubaker will take any trade-in, regardless of year, make, model, or how much you owe. Remember, all that matters is what you pay, and you pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Every select new 2017 car, truck, and SUV, now up to 20% off MSRP during Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online at Brubaker.com.
Qualified by savings, 36-month base, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $299. And exception plus tax, tag, title, doc, destination, and acquisition fees. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Hi, I'm Conrad Misseldine with Air Conditioning by Lukewire. It's been several months since we even thought about the cold weather, but the long-range prediction for the river region is a chillier than average winter. Is your furnace up to the job, or is it time to consider getting a new one? At Lukewire, we've just purchased a truckload of furnaces from Carrier so that we can offer a huge discount. These units will be in different sizes as well as both gas and electric. Now is the perfect time for you to call us and schedule a heating tune-up. But if your furnace is old, we can change it out and save you 20%. Furnaces that are several years old may become a danger to your family. So call Air Conditioning by Lukewire and we will talk with you about replacing your old unit with an up-to-date, safe Carrier furnace. Save 20% by calling us now and you'll be ready for the colder weather that will be upon us before we know it. Don't miss out on Lukewire's truckload Carrier furnace sale going on now for a limited time. Call 264-9666 or visit us online at acbylukewire.com.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mars Candies came out with the Caramel M&M's earlier this year, and now this fall, they're featuring Pumpkin Pie M&M's. Due to their incredible popularity, Mars is introducing even more new flavors. Get ready for Tuna Fish Flavored M&M's, Fresh Albacore, covered in milk chocolate with a colorful candy shell. Or try the bold and spicy new Sriracha and Habanero M&M's. They are muy caliente. And coming this holiday season, treat your taste buds to turkey and stuffing flavored or mashed potatoes and gravy M&M's. M&M's, because plain and peanut just don't cut it anymore. Look for all the different M&M flavors taking over every shelf in the candy aisle at a store near you.
All right, speaking of flavor, we're going to do a little experiment here with Stella.
Oh.
I brought my hot fudge pot.
Can you smell it?
And I'm going to
That literally
it.
Is, folks, a pot. A saucepan of hot fudge.
All right. I want you to grab the knife and taste it.
It looks great.
Just put it in your mouth. Oh. That's it.
How is it?
That is absolutely delicious.
you're telling
me. It's fantastic. It is super califragilistic.
Expialidocious.
It is so good.
Okay, so now
Joey, you got to try that.
Oh, I've tried it.
Oh, you've tried it?
Oh, I've had grilled sauce before.
He's watched me make it. Yeah.
Truly scrumptious.
Mm-hmm.
Now all I got to do is get Brad McDonald to find some big money investors, and we're in the chocolate business.
Greg, so I knew you were a lemon pie aficionado.
Key lime.
That's what I meant, key lime. Yeah, exactly. And now we have chocolate fudge, is that?
Yeah, hot fudge. It's a fudge sauce.
It's good. And Joey, get the pot. Bring it over here.
It's great heated up over vanilla ice cream with whipped cream on top. If you just let it cool, it's got kind of a candy texture. You can use it as a cake frosting. But this is no lie. Now, when I was a single guy and I might be out on a date, I could suggest to my date, Let's go to my place. I'm going to make you a hot fudge sundae.
Oh, I already know what you're up to. Why don't you just offer coffee as well? Or tea? Let's go up to my place for some coffee at the middle of the night.
I think this chocolate would do it.
Look, it's a different approach, you know? It's like, hey, you really make your own choice. Yeah, you want to watch me?
Did anybody ever get mad when you actually offered them chocolate?
No.
Good.
It's such a versatile product. I mean, it's...
Just stop it right there.
Okay. We are talking to Brant McDonald. We need to know how our money did today. The president's making his tax speech in Pennsylvania at this
point. Right.
Corporate rates right. lowered and more. Have you ever been able to catch much of this?
Yeah, a little bit off and on. I mean, he's out there. He's on the stump, literally, you know, trying to drum up support for this tax legislation. And it is important. I mean, we've talked about this so much. We need it. And a little bit of this, you know, has begun to get sort of baked into the market. So I would say if we stump our toe on this, we probably would have a little downside risk. Here, because we've begun to notice a lot of companies that would, as we said, greatly, you know, benefit from the tax cut. Those have been outperforming a little bit here in the last few weeks. So something we'll be watching really close. But, you know, Monday I talked about the bond market, and I don't know if you guys caught this in the news or not, but we're beginning to get names of a potential new Fed chairperson, and it appears that maybe sometime here in the next couple of weeks, the White House is going to release who they've chosen. And believe me, the market's going to be watching that really, really close.
Well, and, tell me who are some of the possibilities and how the market would react to certain names.
You've got Powell. Powell's the leading guy. I mean, this is Mnuchin has recommended him to Trump. He's a pretty level-headed guy, I think. He's someone that most everyone could, you know, stomach fairly well. But the only thing is he's a little bit more hawkish than Yellen or some of the others, meaning that he would probably be someone that would be much more inclined to want to raise the federal funds rate a little bit quicker, say, than Yellen or some of the other candidates. And so, you know, trust me, I mean, Fed moves, I think I reported this a few months ago that, you know, the last 15, I believe, or maybe it's the last 13 out of 15 rate hike sessions that the Fed has embarked upon have resulted in a recession. So this is something that you really have to watch very closely. And, you know, I talk about the yield curve a lot of times, and I know it can be a little complex, but just to kind of frame it up for you, you know, right now, the two-year Treasury bond, you can buy a two-year Treasury and get paid interest of around 1.5%. Or you can invest for 30 years and get 2.8. So, you know, just think about this. If the Fed were to normalize the federal funds by a percentage point between now and 12 months from now, and we take the two-year Treasury to 2.5, and the 30-year continues to do like it's been doing, and that yield does not change, that, we call that a yield curve that's flattening. And whenever you see that, it indicates potential signs of a recession around the corner. So you want to be really, really careful with this, not to mention the potential carnage that could take place if you own the wrong kinds of bonds in your portfolio. So it's a very, very big deal, and it's something that we are watching extremely close, and we're going to try to incorporate that into our models and our thinking as we set up for 2018. And notwithstanding corporate earnings, which have been great this year, average hourly earnings suggest that, you know, potential inflation could be around the corner. We talked about that the other week. So a lot of signs that we may get a push through on real rates, which would be a negative for the bond market, at the same time that you get a potentially expanding economy, and at the same time that you add more fuel to the fire in the form of what I would say is sort of like a quantitative easing type of stimulus in the form of corporate tax cuts and individual tax cuts. That's more money in the private sector. You could really see this thing take off. Yields move higher a lot faster. Bad for bond prices. Could be good for the stock market if it's handled the right way. But it's going to be something to watch, I can tell you that.
We noted yesterday, and we were sorry that you were hurting yesterday, That the market is up 25% since Election Day of 2016.
It is.
That's stunning.
It is incredibly stunning. All of our portfolio models have done really quite well. And, you know, let's think about this. I mean, when's the last time we really had a major, major correction? We have not. We continue to drift higher. So valuations are something that concern us a little bit, but yet we still get pretty solid earnings numbers that continue to support the valuations, even though we're in the upper end of the range. We're in third quarter earnings season. We're going to be talking about that a lot over the next couple of weeks. And so, yeah, it's good times right now for people who have a lot of exposure to equities. But it's also one of those times where you constantly look over your shoulder and say, okay, you know, what's coming at us next? Don't get sort of lulled into a sense of complacency, if you will.
Gotcha. How is the knee today, by the way?
Oh, man, let me tell you. So I did get back from Gulf Breeze down at the Andrews Institute. My doctor gave me a big thumbs up, said I'm doing great. I'm ahead of the game, and so great report. And just a little bit of swelling still in there that I need to get worked out. But all in all, I'm doing great.
You sound awesome today.
You do.
I've seen people go through the knee replacement procedure. And it's a bear, man. But if you are in great shape going into it, because I know you work out every day and take good care of yourself. But you know what would really make you feel better? Some of this delicious chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to say that.
Stella, you ought to come by and grab another.
Yeah, I'll take the whole pot.
Have you ever tried to drizzle some of that on the key lime pie? How would that taste?
It probably tastes very good, because there are places that will do a chocolate drizzle on a key lime pie. But this chocolate is so versatile, and it works on so many things, in addition to pie, a mound of ice cream.
Bacon?
You know, I haven't tried that.
It does
why
work
not?
On bacon. I've tried it.
Yeah, why not?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, you really do have a gift for that. I'll never forget when you brought, I think it was five pies, I think it was, to our office.
I'll leave it over here.
You should see the look on Stella's face. She's becoming a fiend.
But all of the employees at our firm were raving about it. Like, oh my gosh, it's the best key lime pie we've ever had.
Yeah, that was fun. Brandt had an event at his office, and I got to make the key lime. I made like 24 key lime pies.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, for that. And it did get good reviews. Why am I doing this? Why don't I just make pies and chocolate and make people happy for a living?
Yeah, you sound like a seasoned baker.
Instead of sitting here and having a stroke every day about the latest idiocy from the left.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Brent, can people...
You're making all of these men's lives miserable when you tell these stories like this about inviting dates up to have their own personal chocolate, whatever you said, Sunday with...
I never misled anybody, Brandt. I never said under a false pretense, I'll make you a sundae, and I would make the sauce right in front of them.
Oh, my God.
No, it's like, no, I'm sure there were a few ladies back when you had your face on billboards. Because, I mean, Brandt, he's good in the kitchen. He's good looking. Mm-hmm. He's incredibly witty and humorous. And so I'm sure some women came up and to your place and said, wait, he's actually making me a sundae? I'm sure they were impressed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Good in the kitchen, too.
Are you generally good in the kitchen?
Yes.
Good cook? Good
yes.
baker? Really?
Yes, yeah. I fed the morning show crew, Brandt, the other day, because Food Outlet sponsors the morning show, and they have great prices on beef. So this week it was New York strips for $4.98 a pound. So I bought those, cut them into, you know, decent size, and made everybody's steak. My hash brown casserole, that's in the same category as the fudge and the key lime pie, and served everybody steak, hash brown casserole, and scrambled egg.
Well, if I'd known that, I had to make hash brown casserole last week for Thursday morning. I would have asked you to make it for me.
Oh, it's a snap.
No, so, I made one. I did make one.
So I do all these things, and I'm proud of it. The thing is, I go do this IV vitamin therapy. Then I become more dangerous because I have more energy, and I want to continue to make things that make you feel good but may have a couple of embedded calories or two. But Stella's my witness now. She knows the chocolate's the real deal. It has magic properties.
Definitely, it does.
Friends, we would like you to consider, especially, we're starting to look towards the end of the year and thinking about 2018. You may want to go into the next year with a plan, and the best way to do that is to call Brandt at 387-0094 at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Make an appointment to sit down and talk about some goals you might want to achieve over the next year with the money you worked so hard to make. It's great. It's time well spent. You'll walk out with information and ideas and possibilities. And whether it's Brandt or somebody else, you should have somebody who knows this universe to be able to answer those questions for you. But we recommend, of course, Mr. McDonald. That's 387-0094. Well, while everybody else seems to be taking me, we ask you to rest yours.
Yeah.
Let it heal, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. It sounds good. Wish I was there to try that chocolate, but I'm sure it's incredible.
I will bring some by your office one of these days soon, I promise.
There will be none left by the end of this show.
I believe you. I believe.
Take care, my friend.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, it's Baumhauer's After the Show. Congratulations to Mail Lady. She is our newest Baumhauer's Big Shot. And she'll be able to take five friends.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Woohoo!
If you weren't working here, you would be eligible to be Joey the Big Shot.
Yeah, but I'm already working here.
Another thing that we can't register for, but would be cool to have, is an Amazon Echo. Newstalk931.com, that's our website. Go there. All you got to do is sign up. You put your full name in there, by the way. And then listen for it. And if you hear your name, you've got an hour to call and win an Amazon Echo.
And you call 377-ECHO. 377-ECHO.
Yes, make sure you have that number jotted. It's all the information's there at the website, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply and McGriff Auto Body and Paint. It's 5:30. Let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic checking around the area. Some slow stuff down on South Boulevard around Baptist South and on the Eastern Boulevard around the interstate. Otherwise, everything's looking real good. The interstate systems are all clear. I do see a little something going on out on the Haunted Highway, but traffic is not backed up out there. That looks like it might be a little fender bender accident there. Otherwise, everything's looking really good for you. If you're in an accident, don't call an out-of-town lawyer. Call the Vance Law Firm here in Montgomery. The Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Crenshaw County authorities are searching for two men who robbed the Dollar General store in Highland Home. Two employees were held at gunpoint but were unharmed. Both subjects were black males over 6 feet tall. Their faces covered. They were last seen running towards the high school. Authorities are still on the lookout. A Greenville bus driver has been arrested for inappropriate text messages with a 15-year-old boy who rode his bus. Leo Bowen has been taken into custody for soliciting a sex act with a student, which, believe it or not, is a misdemeanor. Additional charges have not been ruled out. Lou Goodell was 92. She lived alone in a home in the 1900 block of South Court Street near the intersection of West Fairview Avenue. A friend reported not seeing her for a few days. Police found a forced entry into her home and Goodell dead of a blunt force trauma. Police are still investigating. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
everybody, troll pal Sky Mosley, reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join me for a free, no-obligation consultation. With over 30 years' experience in all areas of financial planning, no problem is too big or too small. Just call me at 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. Retirement planning, Social Security, wealth management, taxes, whatever your issue may be. Help is just a phone call away. That's 334-279-7431. I'm David Ernest, and I look forward to serving you with all your financial needs.
Owens Optical Eastbrook is proud to be a local business serving generations of Montgomeryans with top quality products and great service for many years. Mike Atchison and Dr. Larry Rogers strive to make you feel like part of the Owens Optical Eastbrook family. And they would love for you to tell your friends about your experience with the fun and professional staff. You'll get top quality products and save money at the same time. Become part of the family at Owens Optical, 306 Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook. Call 272-2150.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call AC by Luquire for a high-efficiency carrier system. Get a new system with 0% financing up to 36 months. Not ready to replace your system? Call Luquire today and save $20 on an AC, heating, or plumbing repair when you mention this ad. Turn to the experts at Luquire for Carrier. Visit acbyluquire.com today for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
License number 84417.
Blue Water Broadcasting invites you to the Alabama National Fair, October 27th through November 5th at Garrett Coliseum. Don't miss Brother Osborne, Saturday, October 28th. Then on Friday, November 3rd, it's the Hometown Showcase presented by Blue Water Broadcasting and the Montgomery Area Musicians Association. The concerts are free with fair admission. Sure, enjoy News Talk 93.1 at the Blue Water booth on the Midway. Meet the personalities, play the only free games on the Midway, and win some prizes. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A frontal system cuts across the area early this evening. It looks like there could be a shower, maybe a thunder shower early on, but then mostly cloudy. Drier air behind the front, low temperature 70. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, not quite as humid, with a high around 87. Tomorrow night's low 64. On Friday, more sunshine, upper 80s for a high. I think we'll be in the mid-80s on Saturday, should be dry, and maybe some widely scattered thunderstorms popping up during the day on Sunday, but most of us stay dry. Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to The Cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
You're gonna be scared right out of your pants.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
At 5:35, the attention of the free world this afternoon, Joey, turns to Wrigley's Field in Chicago, where the Cubs are trying to win to clinch their division series against the Nationals. But so far, it's all Strasburg as they cling to a 1-0 lead over the Cubs as we hit the top of the seventh inning.
Yeah, that Strasburg is ruling the mound with an iron fist. Might as well call him Bismarck.
That's you often hear baseball pitchers described that way with the
man.
Iron
have
fist.
You seen his motion out of the stretch?
The stretch or
it's incredible. Oh, his full windup's one thing, but his stretch position. Oh.
But neither one of these teams is hitting particularly well in this series or in this game. The Cubs have 3 hits. The Nationals only 2, but they made that hit count, didn't they?
Yeah, every moment counts.
Yeah.
All right.
Certainly does.
And Stella, who do you like in this series? You think the Nationals can cling to this lead and win the series?
Who do you want to win?
Well, I'd like to see the Nationals. I'm tired of the Cubs. I'm tired especially of Joe Maddon and his beard and his bullcrap. You know, he's just, I don't know, he just annoys the hell out of me. I don't know why. I mean, good for him. You know, he led the team past the 118-year-old curse and the GOAT and all that crap, but I'd like to see different teams. I like to see different cities.
Yeah.
So I can't believe.
I always go for the underdog. If it's not a team that I'm particularly, like, a fan of, and I'm biased, I'll go for the underdog.
I went on a date 29 years ago this month with a former Miss Florida, and we were talking baseball, and she says, oh, I'm a big Mets fan.
Oh.
So, well, you know, they're in the playoffs against the Dodgers. Would you like to go see tomorrow's game? You mean it? So I gave her some of my chocolate.
Oh.
And the next day we flew up to New York.
Oh, wow.
To see the Mets. I got great seats. First row, right behind home plate, above the net. It was in the second deck, but it was a great seat. Great view of the park.
Nice.
And we sat there for 3 hours in pouring rain before they called the game. And the next day, I had a commitment with the University of Miami football team for some fundraiser they were doing. So we couldn't stay an extra day for the makeup, so we had to go back. And the $600 I laid out for the seats, we went to there's a place on Central Park South called Rappelmeyer's. Legendary dessert place. I mean, the most vulgar, unbelievable desserts you will ever have in your
what
life.
What is it called?
Rappelmeyer's.
Rappelmeyer's.
I don't know if it's still there, but it was there in the 80s and 90s. Wow. And I always, you know, most trips to New York, I went at least once. And I gave them to the waitress as a tip. She thought I was kidding at first. I said, no, we can't use them. We won't be back. And I'm not going to go try standing on a street corner. Getting rid of them, so. All right, no score from the Nationals. Top of the seventh. It goes to the bottom of the seventh. The clock is ticking on them Cubs this afternoon. The clock is tick, 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 tick. Very good.
Oh, that's what's been itching me.
Yes.
I know I shouldn't have gone camping. They're full of crap with that new floating tent.
Floating tent?
Yeah, it looks so cool. It's inflatable, and it's like a tent, except on a raft.
Who has that?
And then it popped.
You have a floating tent?
I got all wet.
Oh.
Where was this?
I got a tick.
A tick?
Yeah. Or maybe a leech.
When was this?
Yeah, you know, other day.
Oh, the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you remember that rafting place? During Nate?
Yeah. Yeah. I was out braving the storm.
What a guy.
I never make things up.
Do you take your brolly?
No.
No?
No. Why would I do that? Not that generous.
You know, when we started this break, I had something. Oh, here it is. Two, and since Stella's here, and I value her opinion, I'm going to.
Oh, you do?
When we come back from this next break, 2 main keys to long-term happiness.
Long-term.
This is something you can either learn or agree or disagree with, but that is coming up. As the president finished his speech, it appears that he has. Let's see if there's any headline connected to it. Nah, it's just still goodwill punting. But when you come up with a headline that good and you got two phonies like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon hugging Harvey Weinstein, you kind of got to stick with that headline all day on Drudge. 541, there's a business here in town I hope you'll patronize. When you need paint Or you hire somebody like a Scott Bowers to do the painting for you that you'll insist they use Richard's paint from John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard. Business has been there for a long, long time, for 3.5 decades. The official home for the color charts governing the kind of exterior colors that can be used in historic areas of Alabama like Old Alabama Town or Old Cougardale. But inside, a great staff, a team of people. Now, unless you're a professional, there may be some questions about a painting project you're considering. Do I need to pre-treat or prep the surface? I've got a couple of dents I'd like to fill in. How do I properly spackle? Spackle. This makes a big difference in the outcome. Making sure that, ask, what kind of roller should I use for the surface I'm going to paint? Because even a great paint like Richard's paint needs to be applied with the proper roller, A, so you get the most mileage out of the paint and the best coverage. So that every single part of your painting project ends with a satisfactory result. They can answer those questions for you, as they've been doing for 3.5 decades. Wonderful group over there, working for Charles Bubba Turner. When you stop by John Lee Paints, please tell them you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
When it comes to dry cleaning, let me recommend Worth Cleaners, offering free pickup and delivery for lazy people like me to home or office and anywhere in the River region, including Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka.
And you don't even have to be home for the pickup or delivery.
Plus, Worth Cleaners services their customers twice a week with easy billing direct to your credit card.
It's like living in a hotel. Just hang your clothes on the door and presto, your clothes appear back at your door, neat and clean. Life is good when you have a concierge cleaner like Worth. And by the way, Worth was voted Montgomery's best of the best in dry cleaning and laundry.
Give your clothes and yourself the best. Just call 277-6431 or call Michael at 799-1845 and let Worth Cleaners work their magic for you.
They do it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Imagine you folding laundry. Never! Let Worth Cleaners with two locations handle it. Worth is at 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro without the mask. Or Batman on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Would you be a naughty woman wearing a cape? Just checking for some chocolate. 5:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I mentioned this story. By the way, let me just go back to the ball game just for a second there, Joey.
tick, 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 tick.
And one out, bottom of the seventh inning, Nationals clinging to a 1-0 lead over the Cubs.
Yeah, I got a feeling we only got about 2 innings left.
That's very good observation on your part.
Thank you.
We mentioned this before the break. Trump made his tax plan. You know, there's been a whole bunch of crap. Harvey Weinstein fled the country, like Roman Polanski. Remind you of any? And, you know, these sickening people in Hollywood. Polanski was accused of raping an underage girl, a 13-year-old girl. And yet, when he won, they gave him some kind of award in 2011. And all these phonies, you know, they're so understep. They're standing on their feet applauding this pervert. But if you're the right kind of pervert, you're welcome in Hollywood as long as you carry the L card. We should do a commercial for that thing.
Yeah.
And we're off to Baumhauer's here in 14 shopping minutes before the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Two main keys to long-term happiness, and Stella, I want to run these by you to see, to get your learned opinion on this. You're a happy person.
I am.
You are one of a naturally cheerful disposition, which is why I love having you in the studio.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that.
This comes from Harvard. Now, I know we reject a lot of what comes out of Harvard. I don't want to name any name.
Assalamu alaikum.
But number one says, don't sweat the small stuff. Try not to let things stress you if they don't really matter. That means you have to start putting things in perspective and sorting out what's important, what's really important, and what isn't.
I agree with that. Rise above it.
Well, yeah. What's the most important thing in your life then, Greg?
Laughing. You have to laugh.
Making chocolate.
And eat chocolate.
Chocolate and laughing. Oh, my.
No, I am driven to provide. So it's for my daughter, for my wife, her son. That's what makes me feel good, taking care of them above and beyond.
Right.
You know, doing whatever I can. Thinking of them first. And I had to ask one time, so much of addictive behavior that's destructive is based on a lack of self-esteem. And so I said, well, how do you get self-esteem? It's like all these other mysteries in life, you know, that you hear in the news and these idiots. It's not something that can be installed. It's not an app, okay? Mm-hmm. You have to take actual actions. And I got a great three-word response answer to that question. It's how to build self-esteem. Do good things.
Yes.
Now, have you ever seen somebody who maybe doesn't completely understand, say, like 12 steps,
mm-hmm.
and that they become almost addicted to doing good things for other people? Like they're
doing it.
Yeah, it's like too much. And I'm not denying the wisdom of what you said. It's helped so many people, and I think it's correct. But sometimes I think people are shouting down their inner demons by doing that so much that it's almost like a new addiction for them.
You know, here's what non-alcoholic or non-addict people. You know, some people can drink and do different drugs without getting addicted, and I no longer envy them. That's them. I'm me. My issue is mine. But I am well acquainted with how this sickness wants me dead. And we'll look for any crack in my thinking to escape in and make that happen. So the reinforcement comes. You know, it's like, there's people that go to those meetings daily for years and years and years. And yeah, sometimes it does sound. I remember one time watching a guy who had just picked up his 20-year sobriety medallion. And I listened to him talk, and I said, well, man, I don't want to be like him after 20 years. He's angry and he's not happy. And I didn't think he was particularly good example for a newcomer, you know, to a program to hear somebody that just sounds bitter. So. But if it's...
Well, I think some people just take it too far and they try to save the whole world.
Yeah.
Instead of finding those around you who you love and admitting, in whatever way, what is your higher power?
Yeah.
There are things beyond you you can't control.
But doing good things is a great way to build self-esteem. When you do things that you don't have to do that are good.
Right.
And so forth.
Right. Yeah.
The second thing on this little self-improvement thing for long-term happiness. Don't let yourself become too isolated. They found a really strong connection between how happy people are and how much they socialize and how close they stay with friends and family.
Man, then I got a lot of work on there.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to be in touch with everybody, according to this. It means being isolated, and that's very, very much a part of people who have crossed into addiction.
Right.
They isolate because they're filled with shame. They know they look like crap. They probably smell like booze or whatever.
But also, if they've been through some kind of personal drama or tragedy in their life, and they isolate themselves.
Well, I would agree with that. That's been, I'm completely honest about it. Because of what happened with my mom, I very much clamped down, stopped going out all that much. I've been a hermit, essentially, the last 2 years.
Yeah, you do.
Well, grief is a very paralyzing thing.
Is.
It's very, very hard to get your feet going again when you've been hit like that. It happened when my dad died very abruptly. I couldn't function.
But I am connected to the world. I have close friends, people I live with, and we have the shows, so I'm talking to people all the time. It's not like I'm just in a little hole in the middle of the woods. So,
but it does make you kind of...
Well, it brings back up priorities.
Yeah.
Like, and some of it was, am I being too prodigal in my ways? Like, why am I spending all this money on, say, alcohol? It makes me feel like crap the next day. It doesn't really help me in many ways. So I stopped.
I'll buy you a soda tonight at Baumhauer's. By the way, the other last tidbit...
Or give him a spoonful of chocolate.
The last tidbit that I want to let you know is Megyn Kelly just can't do anything right. Mm. Ratings plummeting since Megyn Kelly joined the Today franchise. The numbers show Megyn Kelly's lead-in has also affected Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb show. Which follows straight after, they've taken a huge hit. Her hour of the Today Show is down 32% compared to a year ago. That is turning into a disaster. And you know what? When I first saw Megyn Kelly on Fox, I thought, wow, this is the franchise here. This is the future of Fox News. And she proceeded to blow it.
Yeah, she did blow it. She was good.
Good news, sympathy. All right, we're going to head over to Baumhauer's in just a moment, if I may.
Do you have time for a question?
Sure.
All right. With regard to actors, or if there's a movie that you like, and then the actor in that movie goes and says some really stupid things.
Yes, stuff that I might find politically offensive. Okay.
Would you stop watching the movies of that person ever again, or would you separate? Like, that's...
I personally separate it until... I mean, it's not... Like, say somebody is found with, like, child porn all over their computer.
Right.
Yeah, it makes me go back and go, okay, I can't watch that guy's movies again. Like, The Cosby Show. It's weird to watch The Cosby Show now.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you remember the meltdown I had a couple of weeks ago when you told me... You didn't want to tell me who the host of that thing was?
Match Game. The reboot of Match Game. Alec Baldwin. He's great on that show.
Right.
He really is.
So... I'm listening to satellite radio early this morning, and I hear this promo for this Beatles thing on Sirius XM, and guess who the frickin' host is? That fat son of a bitch. I'm so sick of him. Fat little pig daughter. Racist, homophobe, all this crap, and they can't give him enough jobs. He's the Ryan Seacrest of New York.
What did I do?
Ass and hole.
He is good on Match Game.
Yeah.
He's great. He's in his element.
But because I've heard a lot of people who... We've had this discussion with friends. People who like Mamma Mia, now they won't ever watch it ever again because of...
Weinstein? Or because of Meryl Streep?
Because of Meryl Streep. And people who won't ever watch Johnny Depp movies ever again because of what he said.
Well, mostly because they're bad.
No.
There
are very few exceptions to that rule for me. Still enjoy what they made in spite of their politics. I can still take Tom Hanks, but at least Tom Hanks said, look, he's the president of the country. I hope he succeeds.
Mm.
Which was big, since most have only wished him nothing but...
read up on his Scientology stuff, man. And I don't begrudge somebody their religion, especially if it's different from mine, but he's got, like, all these servants... Is of how much he's donated and how big of a celebrity he is. They treat him like a demigod in that church. It's crazy. But his movies are awesome.
most of them. Catch Me If You Can, stuff like that. But half the time, though, it's the same. It's just Tom Hanks in another movie.
Right.
All right, well, okay. We won't be able to do our traditional close today, so the Joey Clark Radio Hour is coming up. Me, Stella, we're headed over to Baumhauer's. Joey, a little bit later. We hope you'll join us there on the boulevards, 556.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope your Wednesday evening's going well. It is if you're out on the roadways. No problems around the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s. All looking real good for you this evening. The exciting all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is at Reinhardt Toyota. Shop Monday through Saturday and now on Sunday after church at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
So now that summer is over, my daughter is back in school, that actually means I have a little more me time now. I've heard you can save hundreds of dollars if you switch to Liberty Mutual Insurance. Seriously, hundreds of dollars. I could get great auto insurance coverage and maybe squeeze in a massage or a facial. You too can save hundreds on car insurance simply by switching to Liberty Mutual. This message brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Savings vary. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more. Like a GE high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Your clothes get cleaner without the damage. And they're just $586 each. Save $425 on the pair. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. See store for details.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 8th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 21st from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wines from local and international wineries while enjoying live music by local favorites Cockeyed Camel and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass with a wine bag, baguette, and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Montgomery Subaru, Guardian Credit Union, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, WSFA, and Wind Creek Montgomery.
All right, take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled.